Well, Donald Trump's interview with George Stephanopoulos was a ratings disappointment for ABC. The hour-long special, edited down from 30 hours of time spent with the president, came in third behind the U.S. Open on Fox and CBS's 60 Minutes during the Sunday time slot. Even with all of the tweets from Mr. Trump trending before the interview air date, only 3.91 million viewers, according to TV by the numbers. That's a sharp drop from Celebrity Family Feud, hosted by our very own Steve Harvey.
Go ahead, boy.
All right, check this out. Which pulled in.
Shouldn't have came over here with it.
Yeah, 6.1 million, Steve, the week before. So congratulations to you. What have we learned here, people? What have we learned, Steve? Let them
Hard
know.
Hard to follow, Steve Harvey. That's all I can say, you know, Mr. President. You know, appreciate you trying, you know.
Yeah.
But this ain't, you know, this ain't
this
Apprentice.
This ain't what you want.
Yeah, you can come up in here, man. It's the game now.
Well, I hope this is a trend. People are getting sick of it. They're getting tired of him.
People prefer Survey Seth.
Yeah, maybe they'll show up at the polls next year.
Right. They prefer that.
Yes. And, I mean, with that interview, you know, they released a lot of it before it aired. So we kind of knew when he was talking about he would take information from a foreign country about an opponent. You know, that came from that interview.
Yeah.
So people kind of, I guess...
Well,
they didn't want to see all that.
Right. We also hear that the president is ratings obsessed. He's promised he will do more network interviews throughout his reelection campaign. He probably won't have a choice. You know, he's probably going to have to show up.
What? To do interviews?
To do interviews, to get ratings. You know, he's probably going to have to now.
Well, he's got to stay in office. You
know. Yeah.
So he can, he won't go to jail.
He's going to go to these rallies with these red hats where people love him, where he don't have to worry about getting attacked. And that's what he's going to do. They done found this one black dude to put behind him. Again.
Oh, talking about the rally last night?
Yeah.
In Orlando. Mm-hmm.
How much do they make the guy that stand back there? What that check? What's that?
I hope it's enough.
Got to be a cost.
To be a supporter.
Yeah, hold that sign up.
At the campaign rally. Oh, I don't know, but we better get out and vote.
Yes, we have to. We have to register. We have to educate ourselves, and we have to vote next year. We really do. We have to pay attention to these debates, which start later this month. We have to do all of this.
I'm going to just tell
we
you,
we have
man,
to get in the game.
But the Democrats, man, we got to play games similar to them. Y'all got to stop eating each other up out here on this campaign trail.
That's right.
And the ones that ain't going to win, y'all come on out.
You talking about all 50 of them over there?
Oh, man, all these 23 people and all this here. No, we nominating one person.
Yes, and then everybody get behind.
And you know if it's not going to be you.
Right.
You know now.
You already know.
Seriously, if ain't nobody donating to your campaign, you can't run an ad on Facebook. You can't buy a flyer.
You
come on.
You know now.
Yeah, it's gonna kick off when the debates start. We'll see.
Here's
the ones that need to stay in it. Biden.
Of course,
Sanders,
he's a front runner.
Harris. Kamala. Mm-hmm.
Beto.
Beto, I think so. Elizabeth Warren, she can hang around, but.
Well, she's number three than the last poll I heard.
Yeah,
they said
she's gaining momentum.
Yeah, Biden, Sanders, Warren, Harris, so far. Yeah. All right, Steve, time for the headlines. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.